That's a good point, I keep forgetting other things too.
Well, you're not old.
Morning, Ted, Ron.
Morning.
Morning, morning.
See you in person, Mike.
I had to.
I was going to your public meeting place. You're gonna have to teleconference, but.
Tony, I had to look up the definition of social distancing.
At church the other day, we all started hugging, and the pastor said, no, no.
And then wear my glasses so I don't touch my eyes, or like that.
Oh, clever.
Keep me from doing it.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here. We got an interesting day ahead of us. My fellow commissioners, as well as the public, today we're gonna amend. I'm gonna ask for a motion to amend the agenda at this time.
So moved.
Seconded. To discuss a possible contract with Michelle Deitch.
Okay.
For the oversight expertise, and we want to move the public testimony up before we break. Before we break for the executive session, in case anybody wants to say anything at this point in time. So basically, ladies and gentlemen, we will be going into executive session today to discuss the personnel recruitment for our oversight coordinator position. Yeah, based on some of the confidential matter of the applicants at this time, that is the reason for us going into executive session. Any questions? Okay, so it's been voted and moved for the amendment of the agenda to include discussion on, I'm sorry, are we discussing?
With Michelle Deitch.
We're gonna have action?
Yes, yeah. We have a vote.
We're gonna have a discussion and some action on proposed hiring of Michelle Deitch. Okay, we talked about it in our last meeting, yeah? And then after, we do that, we'll have some public testimony if there's anybody that wants to say anything at this time, and then we'll move to an executive.
Yeah, Mark, I think Bob Merce has something, so we might want to tell him.
Okay. So, all in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed,
say aye. What's the contract about?
I think it's time for our discussion now. Training concerning oversight responsibilities.
Okay.
The contract is to bring the person here to have some training with her.
Okay, right. And she is just to get it on the record. Like,
okay.
What are we voting on?
Oh well, we have to have a discussion first. After all the work.
We have to have a discussion.
We want to vote. Yeah, we want to vote on whether or not we're okay with approving a budget to bring her to Hawaii.
So do we start with a motion to?
We got the motion.
Amen.
And we got the second.
Yeah,
that's
so now I'm just.
Agenda.
That's what I'm asking, just to amend it.
And we voted on that already. So, do I start this off now by making a motion to enter into contract with Michelle Deitch and then we go into discussion? I'm not sure.
No, you've already amended the agenda.
Agenda, but now that we're starting, we're going to take an action on this to decide.
You want to go ahead and discuss the.
You can want to discuss it first?
Yes.
You can vote in the discussion later on and do the actual.
So I can have the discussion and then make the motion that we contract with her?
Yeah, make the proposal.
Okay. So as you're aware from our last meeting, I've been working with Michelle Deitch, requesting that she come out and assist us.
Did you spell that?
Michelle with one L, so yeah. M-I-C-H-E-L-E, and Deitch is D-E-I-T-C-H.
And you know her?
I have only gotten to know her through telephone conversations. I was doing research on oversight, and her name came up.
Judge Tong, if you remember, we were discussing going to Texas.
Right.
Yeah, so she was the woman in charge of putting that whole thing together.
Person.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just don't know her.
She is an attorney with the University of Texas at Austin, and I think she basically has two roles there. One is with the law school, and another is with another project to work on this oversight stuff. And so our discussion had to do with bringing her in to do a training for us here in Hawaii. And what I proposed to her is a training that would include, I am suggesting to cover the following topics. The need for independent oversight of correctional institutions, characteristics of effective independent oversight, methods to guide the oversight function, and that would be an example of the ABA standards of treatment of prisoners, investigations versus oversight and monitoring, there are two different functions, and then reporting and transparency, and anything else that we may want to add. We decided on a three-day visit to Hawaii with the first 2 days dedicated to setting the framework for her to do the training.
What are the dates?
Right now, the tentative dates are June 1st through 3rd, and I'm going to ask on the contract if we can also put in a something that says, should the dates have to change due to circumstances beyond the control of the contractor of the state, such as coronavirus, that I want to get the money encumbered. I think that's the most important thing. And so examples of things, of activities, I broke it down into days, but this can be moved around a lot, is day one, meet with the members of the House Concurrent Resolution 85 Task Force, which Bob Merz was very much involved with. And the purpose of meeting with them is she wants to see what were their goals in making the recommendations of the report. Then also, after that, or whatever order we want, meet with key legislators who drafted and supported Senate Bill 2776, which is Act 79, and then visit more than one correctional facility while she's here.
In those 3 days.
That first day, visit one of them.
In those 3 days.
That's the first day.
That's the first day.
And this is the only one, I just proposed this, so this could change. I want you to know this could change. Second day to meet with Director Nolan Espinda and staff at the Department of Public Safety. Probably also Fred Hune, and visit a second correctional facility. She hasn't decided yet which correctional facility she's interested in. And the third day would be conduct the training. And what I recommended is that we have basically a 3-hour training that's divided into morning and afternoon and cover those things that I said at the beginning. I would also like to propose that the training be open, that it not just be us. We can do an executive session 1 hour before or 1 hour after, but otherwise in the light of transparency of what we're doing, and there's no reason why we shouldn't be sharing this information with others, invite members, especially those who have been attending the meetings because they have showed their very clear vested interest.
And Martha, if I may too, the law school is always happy to do a policy forum up there, the easy parking, and it's a neutral place.
Okay.
And I'm on the fact.
Okay, I'm recommending also that we have a maximum of the contract of $15,000. Her charge is normally $2,000 a day. She's giving us a 30% deduction to $1,400 a day. Since we're asking for a particular training, she would always do a pre-visit day that setting preparing for it, but she's asking for 2 days this time because she wants to come up with a training agenda as she gets more information from us. She doesn't normally just do trainings. That's a little bit different than what she normally does.
Can I ask a question real quick? 1400 is her time, and then included in that is the, or not included in that is the,
it's
the travel.
It's just her time.
Okay, it's her time.
It's
okay.
Just her time. And she's also would charge, which I have had with other consultants, is her travel days because she's unable to do other work at that time. So it would be a total of 7 days, which comes to $800. The reason I want to put in $15,000 is we have the money. We have $5,000. It's not going to cost $5,000 for her travel to stay and to stay in a hotel. Ground transportation, I told her, renting a car would not be really feasible, that going the ride shares. Otherwise, I think very often people will pick you up and drop you off, so you don't need to worry about that.
What are the dates again?
June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, Wednesday.
Got it.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm very impressed with her. I've read a lot of what she has written. She also is the author of the ABA standards, which I asked a part of the training beyond the ABA standards. That's in the third thing. So my recommendation, I make a motion. Oh, wait a minute, what do I do now?
Any questions?
We have to have discussion.
Just
sorry.
Discussion.
Yeah.
Motion or discussion?
Go ahead and make
discussion
the...
First,
yeah.
I think.
Can I second it?
Oh, okay. So
you move?
I move that we go into contract with Marlene Deitch.
Michelle.
I can say Marlene. Oh, I got it.
For a contractual proposed amount of $15,000.
Yes.
Martha, normally contracts like this would have the consultant's fee plus expenses as a separate item.
Yes.
So we would include like, and we usually, the state usually bases it on whatever the feds pay based on the GSA rate. So whatever that is. So that would all be part of the package.
That would be part of the package. And in our discussion, she and I had both been on both the, we looked at airfares, and at that time they were running $600 to $900, depending upon the date that she'd
be
coming.
We might be able to get something better.
Yeah, might be able to get something better.
She books quickly, she can get a non-refundable, so if she can't make it in June, maybe we can reschedule on the same ticket.
Well, we need to have that in the contract again, that if something is beyond her control and or the state's control, that we be able to reschedule.
But if we encourage her to book now, then it'll be non-refundable. We can save us $200.
Yes, that's true. Also, I went on booking.com, and like things like Ala Moana Hotel for 5 nights was very reasonable, and they waived, I told her we want to waive that damn resort fee, because she's going to be working, and she's not going to be swimming in the swimming pool. So, you know, we'll explore the ways to bring that cost down. And then per diem, we'll do it with along with the federal rate, what that is. Of course, if there's any excess cost in the hotel, we would have to pay the excess cost.
I don't know if this is the proper time, but is she going to look at the recommendations of the task force also?
Yes.
Because, you know, I'm just concerned that we're going to generalities when we do have some recommendations already that we can implement, and looking at the legislative intent that created our commission, which was based on the task force recommendation. Our commission is one of the recommendations, implementation commission. And as long as we're still focusing on the recommendation as one of our goals or objectives and mission, I'm not saying that's all we're going to look at, the recommendations, but certainly I'm just concerned that we not do anything about the recommendation, which took, 2 years of the
I think from my perspective, I really want to bring somebody in who has been on the national level that has seen what has worked and what has not worked. Right. To really give her all the information that we have prior to her arrival, that she can tell us, you know, when she looks at those recommendations, she can tell us the reality of those recommendations.
I want to make it clear, though, her area of expertise is oversight. And this is where our bill is very unclear. It calls us the Oversight Commission, but it gives us very little guidance as to what we're supposed to be doing, not even gives us entrance without permission. For the staff is primarily focused on complaints. And there is a difference between complaints and oversight and monitoring.
I agree.
Yeah, so those
it seems like looking at the enabling legislation that created our commission, seems like the coordinator that we're going to hire has more authority than us. You know, they have the, so I looked at it, you know, I was the Inspector General for the National Guard of the state, and it seems like the concept was the coordinator would be like the Inspector General, goes in, do the inspection, this is what's the requirements, these are the rules and regs, I go in, you know, and I conduct an inspection, take the complaints, and then here, though, we have the commission overseeing the inspector.
Yeah.
You know, the inspector has the subpoena powers. We don't, as commissioners. Mm-hmm. The inspector does the investigation. We don't. But it seems like the legislature said, okay, the inspector or the coordinator has to meet with us at least once a quarter to brief us, so and we provide oversight, guidance, but the actual work is the coordinator. And that's how I started going back and looking at the recommendation. You know, it seemed like when I first looked at it, I thought, wow, we are the ones that are going to do the day-to-day stuff, and I heard we need to meet more often, and if we're going to do all this stuff. But then if you look at, it seems like the ledge already says, okay, we've got one coordinator, we've got two staff and subpoena powers, and this is the person going to follow our guidance, because the coordinator, not us, also has the power to pass rules. And I'm thinking, wow, so it's like the power is in the coordinator, and we just provide the policy, the guidance, I think. That's what And I thought maybe after looking at it, I thought maybe that's what the ledge intended, that we get the recommendation from the task force, and it's recommendations, and we adopt some and tell the coordinator, okay, we tell the agencies, we adopt this from the task force recommendation, and coordinator, you follow up if they're doing it. But
so as you said, that's what the legislative.
That's what
intended.
I
don't think they thought that far ahead. That's what I think. That's why she would like to also meet with the legislators.
Yeah.
What was your intent in how this was worded? Because
we don't have powers.
There's some strange wording in there.
Yeah.
It seems like it was a creature of a conference committee.
Yeah.
Okay. This is what usually happens.
And like
in a short period of time.
So the again, expert on oversight.
Yes.
To give us some guidance and hopefully a kickstart into what we our task at hand. Okay.
The other thing that's very clear that is responsible to us is to help transition the system from being a punitive system to a rehabilitative one. And there's a lot of expertise at this table about that, also in this room. And so as we move forward, one of the things that I mentioned before, we could create subcommittees to work on different parts, so it won't be just us alone, and we're also all having the staff.
So
it has been moved in second.
So is a motion being made?
No, I'm saying call for the question is let's vote.
I think you made the motion already, and you just seconded it. We had the discussion. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same say. Motion passed. Okay. That sounds like an exciting trip that you put together, so I'm looking forward to that. You know,
awesome.
Thank you for all that hard work.
And I will work with the Attorney General
right.
on developing the contract for this trip, because we want to do it as soon
yes.
as possible. So I'm hoping by the end of March that we will have a finalized contract. That's my hope.
Sometimes these contracts get stuck at the AG's office
yes.
for
yeah,
approval
yeah.
forms, so you can
so
watch that.
Already
so,
said to Mark,
yeah.
call the AG.
So Lisa, it's really getting some kind of template to Margaret. To Martha, because she has the ability to write it out, and then you guys just look at.
Yeah.
And then.
And I'm going to ask to come use a computer again, because this is all I have, and it's harder for me to do it on an iPad.
If possible, yes. Thank you. Okay, thank you for that. That's significant. Have moved up the public testimony to this particular point in time for anyone who would want to speak on any subject that we can take at this time, so that we can afterwards, which we will move into an executive session to discuss the position of the oversight coordinator. Is anyone wanting to say anything at this time? Bob?
Excuse me. In looking at Act 179, you should interpret it in the way that you think will get the most done, rather than parsing words, because I don't want to say a lot of thought didn't go into it, but I mean, it was kind of, you know the legislative process. We talked about what should be in it, it came back, we didn't have much time, we got it introduced, and so you have to follow the law, of course, but I would suggest interpreting it very broadly to effectuate what you think are the best things that our correctional system needs, and you won't go wrong. And secondly, I'd just like to say, I think you're really fortunate to have Michelle Deitch come down here, because there is absolutely nobody in the country more qualified to help you get off on the right foot than her. I have not met her in person, but I've talked to her on the phone. I've read most of the articles that she's written. And everybody who is concerned about oversight, if they have a chance to get their hands on Michelle Deitch, they do it. I mean, because she is that good. And I think you'll be really happy. I mean, so congratulations on getting her. I think that's a great move.
I want to, for the commissioners, the New York City Oversight Commission for the New York City Department of Corrections is the longest running one. It started in 1953 under Robert Wagner, of all people. And it has evolved over time, but that really seems to be the best model. They have a website that has all their visits posted on that website, and you can see how they're going about it. Remember, those folks have like Rikers Island they're responsible for. So the New York City Oversight Commission is one if you want to explore, I believe. Chief, that's a very good one.
Thank you, Bob. Can I ask anyone else want to say anything? Okay. This is going to be our first executive session at this time.
Sign in sheet?
Did you pass a sign in sheet?
We need a sign in sheet.
Before we go into the executive session, Mark, can we talk a little bit about some timelines, like what we're going to be doing in executive session and then what happens after that? Did we set some future meeting dates already?
We were saying third Thursday, but then Ronnie asked us to change to the second Thursday of every month.
But you couldn't.
We wanted to interview by the 23rd.
Yes.
March 23rd.
Right, yeah.
So what dates couldn't I make it? Because
somebody was, he was going on vacation and you were going on vacation.
I think
canceled.
The
23rd. We canceled. Yeah.
Fair works.
Canceled.
No. So that's still good then? Or we want to move it?
23rd is good still.
Hold on.
23rd is still good.
Yeah. And that would be our Thursday then.
And the 23rd would be our interview day?
That's what we have.
Yes. That was the day that we identified in the last meeting as the interview.
And that would be executive session completely.
Yeah, that's a Monday.
This is building?
They don't know yet.
We hope. Good. This is, I like this.
9 o'clock start.
So that's the date of the next meeting?
That was the date, the interviews.
Do we have to post that?
Do we have to post the interview date?
It'll be, yeah. We'll post
it. Yes, I'm not making an announcement that it's going to
be executive.
Yeah.
It'll all be executive. Otherwise, since the public is here, do you want to set the next hearing date as well before you?
I think we.
Did we set it already?
Again, it seems like
we set
something. The
fourth.
Second Thursday.
April.
April.
We got. I got the
16th. 11.
Is that the?
Yeah, that's the third.
That's the third, but that was because I couldn't.
That was the previous one.
The
yeah?
Second Thursday, I was going to be.
You're going to be here now.
Yeah.
So are we good on the night? Are we good on the night?
I can do it on the night.
Yeah, April 9th.
April 9th. Okay.
April 9th will be our next commission meeting.
Okay, April 9th.
And that's a Thursday.
Okay, got it.
Have we answered those questions? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Just so everybody knows what our plan is.
So for April 9th is a meeting, what are we doing on the 23rd? That's our interview.
The interviews, yes.
Not the year.
We don't know where that will be yet.
Yeah, I'll try and get the same room.
I think this is rather open for doing interviews.
Okay.
With windows and everything.
Yeah, okay, I'll see if I see what I can do.
So can we have a same meeting place?
I would like that.
We're trying to get a regular meeting.
Yes.
Okay. I want to remind you that Dan Gluck said the Ethics Commission that he'd be willing to let us use the room. It's just a matter of when the meetings are going to be. But, I mean, I think if we reserved it in advance. I've never been in that room, but he made that offer.
There's parking in the back, though, too, isn't there? Can you turn in there where we park?
I think so. I'm not sure that that's public.
Might check that.
Yeah.
Where is the Ethics Commission office?
I'm not sure. I just know it's in a private building.
I believe it's at the corner. I think it's an American Savings Tower at the corner of Alakia and King.
Good.
So it's near that park and Cameron Park. I'm not sure about the parking, though. That's kind of a hangout.
Yeah, you've got a leaky place there.
Okay,
and if we got parking pass, parking on state capitol, but again, it's hard to do with that at this time of year.
So before we break into the executive session, I want to offer before you folks leave, any comments anybody wants to make on as we move forward with the oversight coordinator.
Just one small thing. I didn't hear if Martha had mentioned the public's participation in the training session.
Yes, I mentioned
yes.
that.
I missed that. Thank you.
Very open.
They're bringing the food?
No,
okay.
We'll have enough money to pay for lunch,
okay.
too. We're going to have excess funds this year.
Okay, I'll bring
this.
Okay, go ahead.
Did I hear that you estimated the total budget for the contract with Michelle to be $15,000?
Yes.
Okay.
Which $9,800 is her salary, and the rest would be the travel and hotel.
Okay.
And maybe lunch. The training.
Okay, I want to thank everybody for coming today. That ends our meeting for the day.
Motion to
go into executive session.
Yeah, go into executive session.
Second.
Yeah, being moved and seconded to go into executive session.
Vote.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say
aye. This is to discuss personnel matters.
Yes.
Bob, you going to stick around?
Yes, please.
Thank you, everybody.
Yes.
This is my aloha to you. That's a good wait outside.
Yes.
Social distancing.
This so, I don't know why they feel so uncomfortable.
You have to stay outside.
Yeah, so I'll find a place. Just give me advice. I'm not going to drive. I won't.
Okay.
I'll just call.
Oh, thank you.
Just give me a call.
Good to see you, Con, Steve, Archdeacon.
Bob, are you coming back? Are you coming back?
Coming back for another. If you have time after.
He's my driver today.